from Washington, D.C. Roland Martin, how was Akron after we left?
Oh, my goodness. It was fabulous. It was great, all of the folks there. And, in fact, when I did a roll call, the youngest brother there was 8 years old.
Aww.
And the oldest brother there was 70 years old.
Wow.
And so it was great. So I want to thank everybody with the University of Akron for being there at the Black Male Summit.
How was Tavis and Stephen A?
Stephen A spoke that morning. I wasn't there for Tavis. I didn't get there till Saturday morning.
I'm sure they turned it out.
And folks, you want to see or hear my speech, just go to my Facebook page. I actually live streamed the whole speech, and the title was called Authentic Manhood. And so be sure to check that out. We are covering lots of different things are happening this week here in D.C., but this weekend what is taking place is a big gathering that is called Democracy Awakening. Some 200 national and local groups will be descending on the nation's capital April 16th through the 18th to march, rally, engage in civil disobedience. And joining us right now is the leader of that effort is Cornell Brooks. He's the president and CEO of the NAACP. Cornell, I see a weekend of activities, but what's the main goal, the focus of the outcome of this?
Well, the main goal is threefold. One, to have Congress get to work and fill that Supreme Court vacancy. Number two, to restore a badly broken Voting Rights Act, particularly as we go into the fall election. And number three is ensuring that the voice of most Americans is heard. That is getting corrupt some money out of politics. And so, as we like to put it, the focus here is on protecting the right to vote, ensuring the integrity of vote, and getting out the vote.
So you're saying, obviously, for them to vote on a Supreme Court nominee and also deal with the Voting Rights Act, but what kind of pressure will be brought to bear on them? Because if you're talking about this weekend, they'll be gone. And so, when are you going to the Hill? How many folks were talking about going to the Hill? Will this be just this weekend? Will it be every single month, every single week?
So this, it begins on the 16th through the 18th. So it begins on the Saturday, goes through that Monday. And what we're talking about is bringing thousands to the Hill on Monday for what we call a Congress of Conscience, where we have people representing 200 organizations from all across the country descending on Capitol Hill, engaging in direct action, civil disobedience, to send the message that you've got to restore, got to strengthen the Voting Rights Act.
So what does that actually mean?
Here's what it means. This is stage one. So in other words, you start in Washington, but the point being here is to call on Americans all across the country to engage in direct action and civil disobedience in state legislatures and congressional offices around the country. So in other words, think about this. This is a matter of civil disobedience and direct action going viral.
My question. Again, you have Bob Goodlatte of Virginia, who is the chair of the House committee that deals with the Voting Rights Act.
Yep.
And also criminal justice reform. He's made it clear he's not moving on those. You have Speaker of the House Paul Ryan, who says he would love to pass a voting rights bill, but he will respect the committee process. And so how are you targeting him? When I spoke to the Virginia NAACP about this at their state conference, I said, are you guys talking about going to his district office, going to his office, going every single day, going every single week? And so beyond the gathering this weekend, how are you mobilizing to target folks like him who are standing in the way?
Okay, two ways. One, be clear, we have been to his district, had a rally in his district, organizing in his district. I've done that. And other organizations that will be present for the Congress of Conscience have done that as well. And we will return, key. But the point being here is we've got to organize against the congressional leadership. We've got to target our efforts. And this is one in a series of actions, right? Let's be clear about this.
Mm-hmm.
This is not one or a one-off, but rather stage one in a series of efforts to target congressional opposition to restoring and strengthening the Voting Rights Act.
So for the purpose of our audience, we're talking about, one, restore the Voting Rights Act. Two, fill the Supreme Court seat. What's the third focus?
Okay, the third focus here is passing legislation which would address a Supreme Court's decision called Citizens United, which essentially ensures that unlimited sums of money inundate our political system. And so the point being here is to put Congress in a position where we can restore some reasonable limits on the amount of money flowing into our political system. You talk about private prisons. You talk about the era of mass incarceration. Who's mm-hmm. funding? Who's supporting legislation that allows this to go on?
You have Go ahead.
All around the country, what we see is legislation that is not in the interest of the people being funded by private interests at sums that are just unconscionable. And so the point being here is we've got to organize, and we've got to organize around the country, and we've got to organize in coalitions.
If somebody listening, they want to attend this weekend, where do they go to get more information?
They go to democracyawakening.org, democracyawakening.org, and you can join 200-plus organizations from all across the country.
And folks, there'll be a series of events taking place on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday as well. And so, Cornell Brooks, we certainly appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right, Roland.
All right, folks.
24 past the hour.